Well, and you're joining us from the National Association of Mayors meeting this morning, and this is your first chance, I'm sure, to go to this because this is your first year as mayor. What have you found at the event so far?
Well, you know, I'm in Tampa, and one of the panels they've asked me to be on is about the recovery from Hurricane Helene. Obviously, Raleigh was not the direct hit, but I'm one of the few mayors here from North Carolina, so on a panel this morning just talking about how that long path to recovery is going in North Carolina.
And Mayor, this is sort of at the conclusion of your first 6 months in office, and coming back to city government after a number of years away, what's the biggest difference you've found in Raleigh government in those years that you were away after serving on the city council a number of years ago?
Well, you know, it's changed a lot. I would say I appreciate how much we have to partner with Wake County, you know, other partners on things like the unhoused, even on building big projects like Lenovo Center, right, working with the state. You just appreciate those partnerships and how do you get big things done. You can't do it alone. You've got to work with others.
And when you're dealing with the other mayors that you're dealing with at the United States Conference of Mayors, are most of those mayors like you from cities that have a council-manager form of government, or do you have mayors from mayor-council forms of government, too?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mix. As you know, a lot of southern cities have city managers, but you've got a lot of others. A lot of the northern cities, right, where the mayors have more direct authority. But, yeah, I mean, there's things to learn from everybody, and it's always, of course, it's confusing when everybody keeps calling mayor and there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, that would be confusing indeed, I'm sure. Well, I'm also curious, as we talked about the fact that this is the end of your first 6 months in office as mayor of Raleigh, during the time that you were away from city government, of course, you served as state treasurer for a while. How has that experience at the state level helped you coming back to the local level?
Well, I mean, when you have a state perspective, certainly understanding budgets, and of course we passed our budget with no tax increase this year, and you understand, you know, how that can weigh on individual, citizens when you're raising taxes. And of course I worked on the Dix Park project where we had a lot of private philanthropy that just opened, so that was a really fun moment of my first 6 months to get to do the ribbon cutting and watch the kids playing, you know, in the waterfall over there and the waterworks, which will be popular this weekend with the heat, no doubt. But yeah, and then, you know, the treasurer's office worked with local government, so you kind of understand across the how fortunate we are in Raleigh and Wake County. You know, you come into our county and you see the cranes on the horizon. Those are public projects, private projects. We're growing. We have good finances, and just how fortunate we are relative to some of the other towns in our state that really are struggling in a more contractionary phase of their life.
Now, you mentioned earlier working with Wake County in collaboration with other governments. I know that was one of the things with the old Triangle J Council of Governments and things like that. How important is that to realize the things that are going on in other cities, other communities, and work together?
Yeah, I mean, you think about even with our police force, right, we work with the county for emergency calls. Like, who's going to be the first on the scene and how do we work together coordinating that? We've already talked about housing. You know, they have a fund to help preserve housing. You know, Raleigh is the largest municipality in Wake County. We have used those funds to buy old apartment complexes, you know, preserve naturally occurring affordable housing, extend the life of those units. They got a shelter open, you know, on the 1st of January because we knew it was going to be a cold winter and we needed beds. So it is hand in glove with Wake County on many things. But I'm also meeting with all the mayors of Wake County, who are an awesome group. We have dinners once a month. First off, they're just kind of fun, but just, you know, they tell you their experience of neighborhood cleanups or what's happening with their their budgets and how things are going. So I've really enjoyed working with the other mayors in Wake County.
Raleigh now, of course, is the second largest of North Carolina's cities, and it has grown so much since your time on the city council many years ago. The challenges, though, do they still remain basically the same?
We're still in a growth challenge state, which is a good thing. Now it's more about infill projects, and as you know, those are contentious. Anytime you build anything that's next to an existing home or business, people, rightfully so, right, get concerned. I think back in the early 2000s, it was more greenfield suburban development, and we do still get some of that. And, of course, that growth has shifted, I would say, away from northern Raleigh more towards the east and the south. Is where you're seeing that, but then also getting some of these bigger projects downtown, like, you know, Convention Center, Lenovo Center, North Hills, where you're seeing more of that, dense urban development.
And you've also got a larger number of people who live in and close to downtown than you had years ago.
That's right. We have 15,000 residents downtown. Another ribbon cutting I went to was the Mave, which is just kind of over by Red Hat Amphitheater. So that's great to see, you know, more residents, walkability downtown. And, I mean, I live near downtown, so it's awesome to be able to walk to so many places and restaurants. The whole warehouse district is awesome.
Well, Mayor, thank you so much for taking time to join us. As we mentioned, you are at the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting in Tampa, and come back to see us again real soon.
Thank you so much.